Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shimanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of writing.
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, January 24th, 2021. I'm Atefeh Irfani hosting this program today. Listeners Special is a Sunday program where your views are presented through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Or if you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. Dear listeners, these reception reports are very useful and important to us in IRIB English Radio, especially to our technicians and engineers. These reception reports enable us to provide a better service to you, dear listeners, throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will normally be receiving a QSL card from us. However, as you know, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus, don't expect a QSL card from us in IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. So please be patient until we get back on track and until the disease is controlled around the world. And here, I truly appreciate those of our dear listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including P.S. Sukar from India, Jacques Agustin from France, and Assis Hernando from Spain. P.S. Sukar, Jacques, and Assis Hernando. Here, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Also, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during our program, I will read their emails and letters, including an email from Hector Fria Jofre from Chile. Hector is one of our regular listeners. Thank you, Hector. Also, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, Masahiro Kobayashi from Japan. Also, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. And also, we have another email from Paulo Duarte from Portugal. Thanks a lot. A million thanks to you. We want you to know again how much we value these emails and letters and also your views. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. I will be back after the music with all these kind messages just in seconds. Again, welcome to the program. Here we have an email from Chile. This email is from Hector Fria Jofre. Hector, one of our regular listeners, says, "Dear friends at IRIB English Radio, please accept my greetings from the city of Santiago, Chile. Regarding listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, I am always attentive. But the bad propagation has not allowed me to have the opportunity to tune in to your radio regularly. However, I do hope that the technical problem will be solved very soon. I will be able to listen to your programs and appreciate the traditional music and interesting programs. Best regards from Santiago." Salam and greetings to you from Iran, Hector Frio Jofre from Chile. I do express my appreciation for writing to IRIB English Radio, dear listener Hector Frio Jofre from Chile. We are so glad that you enjoy our programs. Regarding your notification about having the problem, as you may know, we have a website parstoday.com/en. If you had someday in the future, you had a problem with listening to our programs regularly, you can refer to our website, that is www.parstoday.com/en, and there you can find the archive of our programs there. Anyway, many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio. Write to us soon. We are waiting for your views about our broadcast. And from Japan, we have an email from Masahiro Kobayashi. Masahiro Kobayashi is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear sir or madam, my name is Masahiro Kobayashi and I live in Japan. I heard one of your stations some time ago and sent the reception report, but the mail was rejected. I'm not sure where to mail it, so I'm sending it to you via post. I will be pleased if this report is verified. Sincerely yours." Greetings to you, Masahiro Kobayashi from Japan, and many thanks for writing to IRIB English Radio. Regarding your confusion about sending your mails, actually your emails, you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en, and there you can find the needed information about the email address or other addresses of our radio. Of course, I will refer to my colleagues about this problem, I mean rejection of your email, but anyway, for the time being, you can refer to our website and there you can find the information about the exact email address. Thank you again, Masahiro Kobayashi from Japan, for sending this email to IRIB English Radio. We're looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future, Masahiro. Dear listeners, what about a short break? Welcome back. Here we have an email from Russia. This email is from Ivan Zeleny, one of our regular listeners. Ivan Zeleny says, "Thank you very much for your email. In our city, real winter has already come. The air temperature at night drops significantly. The good news is the transmission of radio signals in the short and medium waves is getting better every day, and the broadcasting of the Islamic Republic of Iran sounds even louder and cleaner. I'm glad to know that your radio station is listened to in many countries of the world, and not only by Muslims, but also by representatives of other faiths and cultures. And many people, including myself, really like to learn about traditions, crafts, life, architecture, sites, poetry, and cultural events in Iran. I'd like to listen to more cultural programs and also political programs. more Iranian folk music and poetry, as well as information for tourists. And more people will be able to visit Iran and see everything with their own eyes, rather than learning about it from propaganda hostile radio and television programs from those who do not respect the culture of the traditions of Iran. The cinema of Iran is also very interesting because there are films with a very deep meaning and about the life situations of any person who lives not only in Iran, but all around the world. I have watched several Iranian films directed by Abbas Kiarostami in particular. Therefore, if possible, tell in your programs about the latest in the film industry of Iran. It's very good if you can send electronic QSL cards, because often due to different problems such as coronavirus pandemic, letters practically do not reach your regular radio listeners. Therefore, the idea of sending eQSL is just great and less financially costly and faster. I wish all IRIB employees all the best and success and quality programs. Salam and greetings to you, Ivan Zeleny from Russia. This greeting is from IRIB English Radio and the Islamic Republic of Iran. Many thanks for writing such interesting email to IRIB English Radio. Of course, Ivan Zeleny from Russia, we want you to know that we very much value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. This was such a nice and interesting and really inspiring message. As I have, realized you enjoyed our programs. As you said, you like Iranian folk music and poetry, and it seems that you enjoyed the kind of programs in IRIB English Radio that is about the culture and traditions of Iran. Of course, we have different programs about the culture and traditions of Iran, including Close Up Iran. We have Iranian Market and different kinds of programs that are available now in the in the archive of our programs, and some of them are broadcasting in different days of the week. As I said, like the Iranian Market, like the Close Up Iran, and different kinds of programs. As you said, of course, thanks God. It seems that you're enjoying better service. I mean, the signals, as you said, the transmission of radio signals in short and medium waves are getting better every day, and the broadcasting of IRIB English Radio sounds even louder and cleaner, and it's great. And also, it's a pleasure, as you said, we have different listeners around the world, in many countries of the world, and not only by Muslim countries. We have different listeners around the world in different faiths and cultures around the world, and it's a pleasure for us in IRIB English Radio. And it seems that you enjoy the Iranian cinema. We have broadcast a series about Iranian films and cinema. And in the future, of course, we will broadcast programs about the Iranian films and Iranian cinema in the future, soon in the future, of course. And nice suggestion, sending electronic QSL card. Thank you. Ivan Zeleny from Russia, it was such a nice message. Thanks a lot. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. Ivan Zeleny from Russia, we wish you all the best. Write to us soon. Thank you. Dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. It was such a nice and beautiful piece of Iranian folk music. And here we have an email from Portugal. This email is from Paulo Duarte. Paulo Duarte says, Thank you for your reply. I'd like to receive QSL cards from your radio stations, but unfortunately, I don't listen shortwave radios anymore, and the only I access your broadcasts through internet. And of course, I listen to your radio via your website, and I have to say that your website condition is very good. I just don't know about your program's schedule. Could you please send me a copy of that, please? First of all, greetings to you, Paulo Duarte from Portugal. Thanks a lot for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. I don't know why you don't have the access to listen to shortwave radios, but I hope in the near future you can gain access to listening to shortwave radios, and of course IRIB English Radio shortwave. That's great. For the time being, you have access to our website, yes. And about your trouble and your confusion about having access to program's schedule, I inform you here that you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en, and then you can get the program's schedule there. Thanks a lot for writing to IRIB English Radio, Paulo Duarte from Portugal. Dear listeners, time tells me we have to skip to the other part of our program, that is today's interview. This interview is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
My name is Chris Jensen. I'm living in Belgium. I'm Belgian. I'm working as a civil servant for the government here in Belgium, but I also travel a lot because traveling is my passion, and especially traveling to the Middle East. I've been visiting many countries in the Middle East, and I visited also Iran, which was a very, very nice experience. I'm listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, so Tehran Radio, and several mediums. I'm listening to it on shortwave, but also on the internet and on satellite. And I think that's the future, because a lot of people think that shortwave is an old technology, which is dying at the moment. But I don't believe this. I think if you want to reach the world, you have to use a media mix. So it's not if, but and. So I listen on different medium to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So to my opinion, shortwave is still alive, and it's not a dead medium. I think it has still a bright future in it. Yes, I want to send my greetings to everyone, and I call upon them to, if they can, visit Iran yourself, because as I said before, there are many misconceptions about Iran here in the Western world, and my experience last year was a wonderful experience. I experienced Iran as a very friendly country with friendly people. It's a very modern country with good infrastructure, and everywhere where I came, people were open to me, people tried to help me. So I'm calling upon the listeners, please visit the country yourself. It's the best way to get an idea about Iran and to learn about the country.
And here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Keep in touch and have a good time.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pasttoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.